We are very pleased to have the Director General in the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, Regina Osa Lulu, with us this morning.
Well, she's here to answer our questions regarding the problem of street children in South Sudan.
So, what is the government doing to help street children?
Good morning, everyone, and listeners, and our students who are here in the studio. Indeed, I'm Regina Osa Lulo, the Director General for Gender and Child Welfare, but at the present moment, I'm acting Under Secretary for the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare. First, I would like to introduce the topic by saying that we congratulate ourselves today because today is the 16th day, the Day of the African Child, which is celebrated all over African, AU African states to commemorate the children that were killed in South Africa during the apartheid time, when they rebelled against learning the language of the Africana. So they rebelled, and a lot of children were shot dead. Young children from age 7 upwards were killed mercilessly because that was the time of apartheid, and apartheid was not recognizing the right of the African people. And going back to your question as to what the government is doing about street children. Indeed, we have a lot of children on the street. The Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare has developed a policy on children without appropriate and parental care. And these children are in the street, they are found in the orphanages and all that. And we are also working another policy or law to ensure that parents take care of their children, not letting them go on the street. That is for the future. This is what we have done. And then the state ministries, we work together with them to ensure that children are removed from the street. At the moment, we want to construct a rehabilitation center for children without parental or appropriate parental care, so that they are put there. We started this long ago, but due to funding, we couldn't continue. But now we would like the states actually to establish drop-in centers for children, so that they can screen these children, and then so that some of them, of course, they can be reunited with their parents in their homes after the process of counseling and knowing where the child is coming from, and then categorizing the children on with the various findings, whether they're really orphans or they have parents or they have one parent. So that is what we are doing at the moment. And we don't actually, we are not happy that children are on the street, because children have homes and they have parents. So that's what I could say now.
Thank you. I'm Susan Agot-Madid. My question will be like, how can you protect them from being forced to work?
Children, I don't know what type of work you are talking about, but children are supposed to help at home also. But when they categorize different types of work, there are work that a child can do within 3-4 hours just to build him or her up. There are work which is hazardous, which is dangerous for children. And those are the work which is not supposed to be done by children. And then it is there in the Child Act. It's unlawful to let a child sell drugs. It's unlawful to let a child do prostitution as work. These are all wrong. It's in the Child Act. There are several of the work related which are very hazardous for children, and the government has put it there, and any person doing that to a child can be taken to court if we are found out, and will be sent to court for some years or pay a penalty.
Well, to answer you, I was talking about forced labor.
The children are supposed not to be forced in doing work. These are some of the work which, like when the parents are farmers, the child can go with them and they can work in the farm, but not heavy work. They should be doing light work to learn, because a child has to learn something for his future. Forced labor is wrong. If somebody is forcing a child to do work which is heavy above her age, that is criminal act.
Okay, well, how can you clarify, or how can you make sure that children can go to school in South Sudan?
Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare works very closely with the Ministry of General Education and Instruction to ensure that all children are enrolled to school from primary, and when they're going to secondary, they have to remain in school. So we are collaborating with the state ministry and with the chiefs and with the parents so that they send their children to school. And we use the media also to disseminate that all children should go to school. We haven't yet put laws on enforcing this, but in future, I'm sure when a child is found on the street, is not going to school, the government can take a legal action against the parents.
So thank you. What should children do if they are hungry and have no food at home?
Well, the hunger in South Sudan is due to the conflict. Otherwise, South Sudan has always been self-sufficient, and families were providing for their children. Now, if there is no food at home, because a lot of people have been displaced, people are in the camps, in the internal displaced camp, people are in the refugees camp, and people have no time, there is no time for them to go and cultivate. We collaborate with World Food Program UN organization that support children at school, those who are going to school, by providing lunch at school. And we are looking forward for peace. That peace will be realized so that everybody goes back to their original place and start living normal life as it has been, and so that they are able to produce food enough for their children.
Well, thank you. That was the Director General at the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, Regina Osa-Lulu, speaking to us about the government's efforts to help children.